Live from the pits of Malifaux City, it's Friday Night Bowdown!
And welcome back to Friday Night Fowdown. It is July 14th. I'm your host, as always, except for that one time, Doug. I have four people with me this time. So hello, Victoria.
Hi.
And Dave.
Yo.
Daniel.
Hello again.
And Sean.
Howdy.
And, oh, guess what I forgot to do again?
It's Daniel's first time on the show.
Welcome. Say hello, Daniel.
Not again.
I had to. I'm not even sorry.
I think we turned it to something that it should be my shame, and we're just putting it on. All right. Getting 1 hour on that timer. Hopefully Google won't fail me this time.
Well, it didn't fail me last time.
Okay. And we are starting right now. Our first topic of the night is the new Nightmare Box and alternative sculpts Weird has put out. This came out this Monday with, well, they announced the alt sculpts and the Nightmare Box by themselves, but also we got more looks and how we could get them in the new Weird Chronicles. Go out and read that because we're going to be talking about that a lot. First off, the Nightmare Box, which... someone talk over me. What's the name of that box? I forgot the name.
Curiosity Killed the Cat.
Curiosity Killed the Cat. And it is a Nightmare Hamlin box with a crazy cat lady, which I'm pretty sure we called somewhere down the line on this podcast. So, Weird owes us money. Obviously. And if you ever thought they took their Nightmare models seriously... they don't. This is very goofy looking. I mean, this still has the weird, good, scary, kind of spooky looking artwork, but it is this lady with insane hair and an insane hat, covered in cats, drinking her insane tea, surrounded by a whole bunch more cats, and one chihuahua, if you look very closely. A dude that appears to be her son, with a tattoo on his chest and some nice cat ears. A ghost cat crawling out of a box with the word Schrodinger on it. I'm sure most of you got that joke. And a bunch of kids, also covered in cats. It's just a whole bunch of cats. So, thoughts on this one specifically first, and then we'll get to the other out sculpts. We're starting with Dave.
It sounds super cool. Just to discourage everyone from being a Hamlin player, I hope the cats are impossible to put together.
are you thinking you're gonna switch to Outcast now, Dave? Since you're just abandoning your faction,
I mean,
here, buddy?
I already have Victoria's and Leviticus, so I'm partway in.
Okay, well, then Sean, what are your thoughts?
Five cats, so yeah.
Well, are you going to buy the box?
I'm buying at least one box. Most likely, probably going to buy another one for my wife. So try and get her roped in.
Okay, cats for everyone. Yeah, really. That I see. Well, the last one was cool. This one makes people giggle really hard, and I think you're going to get a lot of that novelty buys in that the last one didn't. Also, the cats would be super hard to assemble because they have to outdo themselves from last year. We're going on to, well, Doug. Doug is next, and Doug wants the box. Doug's not sure if Doug can afford the box, but, we came up with, I'm pretty sure we said the idea of the crazy cat later is an alt for Hamlin. And now that we've called it, I don't want it so bad, because running cats around just sounds great. That's really all I have to say for it. Dan! Y'all.
So, I'm really excited about the box. I'm mostly excited on what model is going to be the son.
I believe that's the Obedient Wretch. Or do you mean, like, what it's called?
Well, I was just assuming that maybe one of the children on the right side were going to be the obedient wretch, but, you know, I'm just excited for it in general.
I think there's three of them. One of them you can't see, and that's the number stolen that come in the box. Right. I don't remember Hamlin's starting box.
Yeah, if it's a direct translation, those are going to be stolen, most likely.
Something I just noticed is that I guess I'm completely blind. The stolen are actually mimicking the exact same poses that their cats have. That's kind of neat. Anyways, excuse me.
But yeah.
Ooh. Okay. Victoria?
I mean, obviously, I want it. We've got three cats and
a three and a half cats.
Three and a half cats. I was gonna say three cats and a part-time outdoor cat, but yeah, I'm super into cats. I don't necessarily want to play Hamelin, but cats.
Okay. I think one more time around. They did actually say that they're coming out with the Brotherhood of the Rat version of this, I believe, around Black Friday. So you won't have to like buy two boxes to get enough cats. Although I don't know how many boxes you would actually need to get enough cats. Is there such a thing as too many cats?
Nope.
No, right.
I'm pretty sure you disagree with that because you won't let me let Seamus inside. So
I don't want to have to deal with Wednesday finding
you know
Seamus,
I'm, but
we're getting
you know
off,
I'm kidding.
We're getting off topic. We don't do that here.
Is it because he's terrifying?
The outdoor cat we sort of adopted, we named him Seamus.
He does look kind of shifty.
He's very shifty.
He's super Seamus shifty.
I'm super curious what names they use. I have no idea what the crazy cat lady is going to be. Stolen are probably still just going to be Stolen. Maybe. Same thing for the Beanie Rich. I'm assuming Schrodinger is going to be Schrodinger because Schrodinger's cat. I believe they have in the Brotherhood of the Rat box, I don't know what the title was, but the rat catchers are now cat herders, which seems impossible. And the Rat King is now just a giant fat cat named Princess. Which sounds glorious. Any second thoughts, Dave?
Not really. It looks super cool. I probably won't get it because I'm not really doing an Outcast right now, but yeah, it looks rad.
Sean?
I'm sorry, what are we talking about?
Any other additional thoughts about the Crazy Cat Lady?
Oh, no, I mean, it's just automatically on... It's automatically on my wish list just because it's a Nightmare Edition box set, but... the cat lady thing just really sold it for the household.
Excuse me. I'm kind of curious of how complicated it's going to be compared to the wild ones. Weird is seems to try to be shying away from the complexity of the Days of Old, but obviously with the wild ones they've kept it as more of a challenge. I just don't. Now, there's plenty of room for fiddliness on this, but I think we're going to probably get it. Now, the question is, are they going to have enough? Is this going to be in higher demand or less demand love last year? I think it's going to be higher demand.
Weird is very good about overproducing on their Nightmare boxes, especially since they plan on it basically being in high demand at Gen Con. So they will overproduce for Gen Con, and then they will also overproduce for the mail order group that gets online and presses F5 repeatedly on Wednesday.
All right. Daniel, any other thoughts?
I just lost it. I'm kind of sad. I wish that, you know, this alt Hamlin could hire Horcat Prides, but... Not all is lost.
Well, you could use them as a rat swarm until the Nightmare Brotherhood of the Rat comes out.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
But but no Sabretooth Giant Kitty.
Yet.
Yet. All right.
Okay, Vec.
I guess the thing I didn't touch on, her hat is pretty sweet.
It's like one of the your sort of stereotypical witch's hats.
Yeah.
Above the cat stuffed in it.
I don't know. I guess I'm on a hat kick today, I guess.
You really like hats? Well, yeah, that's a bit of foreshadowing for other talk later about epic hats. But we'll move on to our next topic. See, I didn't take
the one final thing that I didn't think about until just now is I'm really curious if that wisp of smoke off be a thing to mirror the horrible puke thing that comes off of Hamlin.
Oh, maybe. It's just letting you know you kind of cut off there. I don't know if you're on a...
I'm using push to talk. Is that a bad thing? I'm trying to... My wife's talking in the background, so I'm trying to not...
Okay. Yeah, that should be fine. You just cut out there for a few seconds. It's the first time it happened. Okay. Also, along with the new Nightmare Box, we get a look at the alt sculpts. First one is... Let's just see which one comes up first on the Weird Chronicles. Okay, here we go. Okay, first things first. This is the... gift you get for spending $60 or more on weird products at your friendly local gaming store for the month of August. It is an alt sculpt of Madam Sybil. And the sculpt and the artwork is actually very familiar to some of us. It is actually Miss Emmeline Bellrose from Through the Breach. She has a hand in writing some of the books, or it's part of it is written in her voice, and she's got her own stats and everything. So, if you just picture in your head, it's a very proper-looking lady with a very nice hat and an umbrella.
A parasol.
Sorry, a parasol. Very unseeming and not civil at all. So, let's hear your thoughts on what you think of her. Dave.
We're not randomizing again?
Dave.
Okay. I wasn't sure if we're randomizing or not. Okay. I think it looks pretty cool. It's a little, for Neverborn, or not Neverborn, for Rezzers, it seems a little safe and not as gross as their usual models. So it'll be interesting to see who picks that over the classic usual symbol.
People who are getting tired of her whip breaking off all the time. Maybe. Sean, any interest in Miss Bellrose?
Being that I play a lot of Through the Breach, yeah, that's just auto buy. I like the fact that in Through the Breach she is a bell, and she's an enforcer level, so it would hold some reasoning that she wouldn't be as decayed as the others, because she is able to hold herself together.
Okay, I'm next. I'm going to kind of be the dissenter here, and I'm not actually very happy about this. Well, I enjoy alt sculpts, and it's great to get some something that's considerably less gross than our beloved Lady Sybil. I really sort of wish that this character would be her own character in the game of Malifaux. As opposed to Sybil, her whole shtick is she does a lot of... charm and manipulation and all that sort of stuff. She was a spy. Still technically is a spy before and after she got dead. But it just doesn't really fit as a kind of Sybil replacement. And I feel bad that we might have missed out on another special character that Seamus would get to use. I mean, he only really has the bells and the doxies and Sybil. And it would have been nice to see something else added to his entourage. I keep sticking to this book.
Maybe quit putting your arm on the book.
But I like putting my arm on the book. Daniel!
I think I'm pretty happy with seeing Bellrose in the game now. You know, there's a lot of stuff in Through the Breach that like I'd really like to see come to life. I was kind of convinced that Poison Gammon weren't going to be in the next book, but instead the Earth Gammon were. And, you know, it's nice to see an alt, especially one that kind of goes in... It's almost a nightmare alt for Rezzers in that everything's usually very disgusting for Rezzers, you know, on the horror side. And, you know, this one's very tame. So I kind of appreciate the small irony in that.
Oh, yeah, that does sound nice. Victoria.
I think she's pretty. I mean, I want the model. Basically because I think she's very pretty. She's her art is amazing. She looks like a really good render. And honestly, I'm not a huge fan of Sybil's original sculpt anyhow. So, I mean,
I kind of like her, but yeah, I see that. I perfectly understand that sentiment. She's a bit gross and does really look like she really knows what she's doing with that whip. Any other thoughts instead of just forcing everyone to say something again? No? Okay. Again, that's if you buy $60 or more at your local gaming store for the month of August. I know what I'm doing, and that's waiting to purchase my next Through the Breach book in August instead of the day it comes out. Because that's $60 right there. You know, just a thought for you folks. The other alt sculpt, our next Miss model, is Miss Deed. This is an alternative sculpt of Taylor. Although, it's not that alternative, at least in my mind. Let's get your thoughts, starting with Dave.
I'm looking forward to it mostly because I have the old metal Taylor. And I accidentally made her look like Leela from Futurama. So I'm kind of, yeah. So I'm kind of looking forward to get another Taylor to paint and not have her look so goofy.
Okay. Sean?
I'm of the opinion you can never have too many Taylors. And then there's the whole Tinker Taylor Soldier Spy thing. So there's that. And I'm probably going to get two of that model to take the head off of one and put it on my duplicate Johanna, because her hammer is just pathetic. So,
well, you could do what I did. I took the hammer that came with Mayfang, Kang specifically, and I just gave Johanna Kang's hammer.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping that the hammerhead is actually sculpted, you know, with all that. There's a little bit of intricacy to that, and I figure if these people are going to have relic hammers, then they should be relic-y.
Okay. I'm going to bitch again because it's my show. What?
Nothing.
So, describing the model, just because I forgot to, she's kind of has the Johanna pose, just a little bit. Left hand on hip, right hand holding hammer that's going over the shoulder. Wearing pants, which is good. Got a long duster-like coat. And a vest that is very small. Very small vest. Nothing else underneath that. Bit of cheesecake there for you. But my bitching is that I just wish they could have taken something and made it a little bit more different. I mean, if you just would have said that this is Taylor in her going, her, I don't know, bar hopping outfit, then, you probably could have convinced me it's technically the same person, just decided to switch arms. Whereas, for the Miss model, I would either like a gender swap. Either way, we could have finally started with the Serb model people have been wanting for so long. Or just something considerably different than we have. And that hammer is not long enough for me. So I'm done whining. And we go to someone who probably likes it. Daniel.
I actually agree with a lot of your points. The pose, to me, feels incredibly uninspired. You know, we have Johan, who's doing the same handover So we have Johan and Johanna, and then we have the captain and Taylor. So all three of those models are doing the same, you know, hammer over shoulder thing. And I understand, like, you know, there may be difficulties like having that much plastic on that long of a thing without giving it a second point of contact. But, you know, Taylor's pose was really the only pose that had any difference between the three of those models. And, now, you know, you can have all four of them and, have them on a cool lineup, I guess.
Oh, yeah, maybe they're just posing for a picture together, finally. Victoria?
It's the relic hammer convention.
Yeah, it's a relic hammer convention.
Literally only three people. I'm going to agree that I don't think we needed an alternative Taylor. I thought she was pretty good. However, I do kind of want to get her just because at some point I want to get all of the Miss models because I have a problem.
You like collecting things?
Yes.
No way. Then why would you pick up this hobby? People who pick up hobbies like this don't collect things.
The only problem I hear is that you're missing a few, maybe?
Or missing a few?
We don't have Miss Airy.
Okay.
And...
You don't?
No, not yet.
I mean,
some of the really earlier ones we don't, and I don't really want a Miss Pack either.
Yeah, that's a weird sculpt.
It's a
pack for you. I can do Missouri for you if you send me your address after the show.
We will do that. Okay, so let's get away from Doug bitching about things for a little bit. And I think we can move on to the next topic. Okay.
So I have the metal Taylor. So this is what I'm going from. I'm going from under boob for days.
Oh. This is a step up for Dave.
Yeah, to actually wearing clothing Taylor. So that's what I'm looking forward to, because I can actually put her on the table and not be a little embarrassed.
Or, you know, you could, you know, pitch in and get the regular plastic one.
Yeah, or I could just get this one and be done.
Yeah, you could. Pulling up old metal Taylor, because I remember seeing it at one point. Oh my god.
Yeah. It's an interesting model.
Oh, where is the rest of her outfit?
I don't...
This was old weird. We don't really talk about old weird.
No, my problem with this is just why? Why would you...
Distraction?
Girls don't dress like that.
Did you see the old Vicks, too? There's just...
I have seen the old Vicks, and my question with them is the same. Is like, why? Women don't...
No. Okay. Anyone else want to talk about Miss Deed?
I think they missed their opportunity for a male Miss, which I agree with you on that. That's the one downside that I have to the whole thing is that, you know, the only Mr. that we have is Mr. Cooper. And I'd like to see some more men. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yes, because Malifaux is definitely hurting for male models.
Well, I'm just talking about...
You should have seen the look that my husband was giving me. It's fine.
She's joking, Sean.
But why male models?
Because it's a Miss model. It's a gender swap. You know, it's one of those things that they built up as a gender swap. Except for Miss Pack, that's the only one that hasn't been a gender swap. But.
I think I made a reference there that went over your head, and I'm sorry.
Went over my head, too.
It's Zoolander.
Okay.
I got it.
What?
I got it.
Okay.
I got the joke.
So, you know, next year definitely come out with a Miss model and a Sir model so I can finally get my hands on a sirloin. I don't care what it is. I'll just buy a sirloin. Our next topic, we're distracting ourselves, is we're getting some new artwork coming out. A whole bunch of stuff for the New Wave 5 and all those other things. If a while back, Weird got themselves a new artist and she's been doing a pretty good job. She's doing a really nice job of mimicking the old art style, but you can tell what stuff is hers Really? So, list of the things that we've seen. Please tell me if I've missed anything. We've seen the Cyclops from the Neverborn, Wave 5. We see the Boltungan from the Neverborn as well, Wave 5. The Lampad, which I think is a Rezzer model. Yes, we'll go with yes. Rezzer model.
It said right there, Resurrectionists.
Okay. So. The Monster Hunter from the Guild, at least one of them. The all the Divergent Path models. I don't remember the names. Those guys. And then from Weird Chronicles, specifically, we get a nice look at what I'm assuming, because I could be wrong, because they don't specifically say these are the models, but they fit into the slots pretty easily. We have the Medical Automaton on page 3, which is this cute little vacuum Segway thing with a bunch of hoses and an adorable nurse's hat. Further down, we'll get Neil Henry from the Arcanist, also from the Arcanist. This very, very, very beefy looking guy with a bit of a Rob Liefeld problem. He's very scowly and has a lot of belts. At least not a ton of pockets, but still probably more belts than a person needs. And on top of that, was it just the jury we also saw new?
I believe so.
We get a look at the jury, which is absolutely nothing like what I was expecting when I read the card for the jury. Instead of this giant mace-wielding monstrosity, we get what I can best describe as a vaudeville dominatrix with a very impressive hat and some sort of slave guy person holding up her book that she throws at people. So, thoughts on the revealed models and the artists in general? Is she doing a good job? Is she doing a better job or a worse job? And do any of these revealed models excite you in any sort of way? Hitting the random button, we are going to Sean first.
Oh, good. I'm glad, because I was also going to add another question. Does she have a name?
The jury?
No, the artist.
No, the artist that you keep forgetting the name of.
Why don't you tell us her name?
Alyssa. I don't know her last name. I don't think I've read that anywhere, but...
I don't think they gave us her last name. No, they didn't.
Yeah. Not that I've seen anywhere. But, yeah, I think she deserves to have a name, because she's been doing a wonderful job, I think. She's managed to keep enough of the feel of Malifaux, yet still putting her own spin on things. So I'm really enjoying what she's coming out with, and I love that they're doing the videos of her rendering the various artworks, and every once in a while we get a little Easter egg from that if we play it back slow enough and pause at the right moments. So
okay, I'm next. I kind of gave you my thoughts. It's obviously quite similar to the last one. It looks like there's maybe a bit more color. She seems to be using more color than the last artist, which is a very good thing. I thought the old artwork was a bit drab. So, I mean, I'm always for color, painting things up as colorful and fun as possible. She's probably not the one deciding on these looks, but both the jury and the Monster Hunter are completely... not what I was picturing, which is actually really great. I like to be surprised. The Monster Hunter lady, she has too many belts. What?
Nothing.
I'm sorry, I thought you gave a look. Actually, I'm really happy that we have another female character that isn't the stereotypical, perfect-sized waif appearance. I'm wondering if we get more than just one in the box. Can anyone confirm that or deny it? Monster Hunter? Probably two. I'd guess two.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing a rarity on it.
Okay. Well, those were my thoughts. I'm very interested if the jury comes with their little slave person.
The Monster Hunter is rare too.
Okay, so that definitely is a box
subject
of
two. To change. And yeah.
Oh, it's a girl Cyclops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thoughts, Victoria? Anything you want to look at?
Oh, I don't need to look at anything again. I really like her stuff. It kind of sort of leans back towards the anime-esque original style without going, like, too far, I think. And like Doug said, I really like her use of like, more colors because, like he said, the previous art was kind of bland and drab and samey. And I'm kind of hoping we get, like, more hair colors besides black all the time. Black and red all the time in the artwork. I've heard some not so nice comments about the jury. I like her, personally. I think she has a fantastic hat. I like her outfit. I sort of want to cosplay as her. So, yeah, that's mine.
Okay. I definitely didn't just leave to get alcohol for the two of us. Next up on the list, Dave.
I'm actually really liking a lot of the artwork. And some of the models, there were some people who didn't really dig the Cyclops that I saw. I thought it looked kind of cool and a little bit different from what we're used to. That's what a lot of those have been so far. They're not, I think you mentioned it, the common body shapes of people and creatures in general. We don't really get a lot of larger models. Yeah, I think she's doing a great job so far. Neil Henry looks a little odd to me in that picture. Some of the perspectives seem a little off, and he has really wicked Kratos face.
He really looks like a Liefeld character every time I'm talking about, because he's basically looks like his mom was a fridge. he's got that scowl where you see way too many teeth and like all lines all over his face. And he's just got belts for days. And they're kind of pouches, a little bit. And, well, he's got really in boots on, so you can't see his feet. So, yeah, he's a Liefeld character.
I don't know, but Neil Henry kind of gives me an uncomfortableness.
Serious all the time.
What was it? The jury reminds me a lot of an old Menoth from War Machine's model called the I think Covenant of Menoth, something like that, where it was like a preacher guy with a dude with a book on his back. So they took Grimkin, so they have their Neverborn copy, and we'll just take one of their models in trade.
But there's the thing that the book isn't on her back; she has someone to carry it for her.
No, yeah, that's how that model was too.
You think she's up on her toes or those heels?
I think those are heels.
Those are probably heels.
I mean, if we're going vaudeville dominatrix, those are definitely heels.
Yes. Honestly, she looks like she should be a showgirl as well. I know you wouldn't be able to take her in Arcanus, but that look is extremely colorful. Okay, thanks for your input, Dave. Last up, Daniel.
I think Dave has given us a gif.
I'm really a fan of this little medical automaton. I think it's cute. I think it gives a lot of character. I think a lot of the artwork that she's Alyssa's done really contributes to like having unique and individual characters really come to life. Especially when I think we're going to start seeing some renders eventually. So I'm very excited.
So adorable. I help you when you're hurt. I also go pop when you punch me.
You just get goop everywhere, and then everyone's feeling pretty good.
It looks so happy.
And then it need to, but it's wearing a little nurse's hat.
Just think there's probably, you know, a little person in there that doesn't really have a way to scream.
Jeez. Okay. We've gushed over the artwork, I think, pretty good. Next up, what's up?
Does anyone know if the Razor Spine Rattler in the Chronicles is by Alyssa? It looks like it could be her style, but I have to say I like that Razor Spine.
Can we go down so I can see
the model?
You cut out there just a little bit, but
it looked pretty similar to like the old metal Razor Spine Rattler. So I didn't know if it was old artwork or new.
It's page 11, I think.
Page 10.
Gonna look this up real quick. Razor Spine, yeah, Rattler. A bit like the old one.
It's really not the old style of artwork, so I'm wondering if she's just... I'm wondering if she's the artist, number one, and number two, if she's trying to emulate the old Razor Spine Rattler. But the old Razor Spine Rattler had more of a hood, so... it's like I said, I don't know. It's just an interesting direction to take the Razor Spine.
That might be Alyssa, yeah.
Spikes
it's
for
so
days.
It's so hard to tell.
Because I don't remember seeing that picture anywhere before, so I'm kind of thinking it's hers.
We could always ask.
We could.
Well, if it is Alyssa and she's listening, I think it's fantastic. Whoever did it, I think it's fantastic.
I'm sorry for forgetting to say your name, Alyssa. Please don't hurt me. Also, if you're the old artist, who I don't remember their name, we don't hate you. We love your stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
Just, you know, there's more colors than brown and black and red.
Maybe that was the direction that they told him to go.
Possibly. I don't know.
Okay. Anyways, our third topic, technically third topic, is the Duel of Fate event that's going to be happening during Gen Con. Specifically, sales at Gen Con and sales from the Weird's online store. You go to the back of Weird Chronicles and they have a nice little story setting it up. Basically, Yan Lo's being a dirty old bastard. And he's setting up a fight between Lady Justice and Nicodem. And instead of us finding out what happens, they're putting it to us, the participants of this event. And while it's not specifically stated, it is kind of implied that whoever loses will die. Let's see, what are the specific things? I think if every purchase you make, either online or at Gen Con, will give you a vote with which you can put towards who you decide should win this little fight. I will save my words for when it's my turn. So we're doing the shuffling. And Daniel, what's your thoughts on the new global, sort of global event?
All right, gonna come out swinging. Lady Justice should die. And here's why. I think it would be exciting and interesting to see probably between Nicodem and Lady Justice. I feel like Lady Justice has a little bit more iconic feel to her. And having her lose would be really interesting for the story. While Nicodem, too, is a very interesting character to a lot of people, ooh. I feel like... he's at his core, he's a necromancer. Now, he's probably one of the most talented ones in Malifaux, but he's kind of, I feel like story-wise, he could be placed with, you know, just another smart necromancer dude. Lady Justice, on the other hand, has got, like, that iconic, just feel to her, and I feel like it would be really interesting to see, oh, she's dead. What happens next? And that really excites me.
Can you say a reprint of the Dead Justice box?
No.
Yes.
I mean, yes.
I mean, maybe.
Well, interesting you would add your little quip there. Sean, you're up next.
So we're voting on who we think should go. Should go.
Or just discussing the event, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I find the event to be interesting. I'm kind of curious to see what's going to happen with it. I like that everyone thinks that one of them's going to die, and no one really read the paragraph where it says the other one will weaken, so they're both kind of fucked. So it's gonna be interesting. Yeah, as far as who I would like to see win, I'd just solely on the fact that I would love to see a plastic version of the Dead Justice set, I would say I'd like to see Lady Justice die.
Okay. Where did you read the thing about someone, the person being weakened?
Page 56, one of the last few paragraphs. Give me a second and I'll find it.
Here we go.
Four from the end, the paragraph talks about Yan Lo saying one will weaken and one will die.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, spoiler alert.
It's free. People should be reading this. They should. Victoria!
I don't... Honestly, I don't really have a dog in this fight as far as who lives or who dies. I don't really like Nicodem, and I don't play the guild. So, but the concept of a reprint of Dead Justice is very interesting to me. I would like to see that happen. Mostly, I'm interested in seeing how this plays out. I'm very curious about which way people will vote. And I'd really love to see, like, reasoning for it, but I doubt we're going to get everybody's input.
All right, Dave.
So they did this in the 80s. Yeah, DC did this in the 80s with Robin. Nobody liked, was it Jason Todd, I think?
Yeah.
And they voted if he was going to live or die, and everyone just voted for him to die. So I have a feeling that's how it's going to go for Lady Justice, just because, yeah, like everyone said, it sounds like it'll be a more interesting story to see her possibly die, because if Nicodem dies, he's already hanging out with all the undead. Someone will bring him back. So it's kind of a meh on that, but possibly having her dead or possibly depowered as like a Rezzer henchman, that would be weird. Kind of cool, maybe.
Okay. We're up with me, and I am a little scared because while the story has Yan Lo saying one of them's going to die and the other one's going to be severely weakened, they have this little paragraph back here. I'm going to go ahead and read the entire paragraph. At Gen Con this year, you, the player, will be able to decide who will win the epic battle between Lady Justice and Nicodem. Each time a player makes a purchase at Gen Con or in our online store during Gen Con, that player will receive one vote that they can put towards either Lady Justice or Nicodem. When the weird crew returns from Gen Con, the votes will be tallied up and the character with the most votes will win the duel and defeat the loser. The fate of a master is in your hands. Choose wisely. Notice they never said die. While the story can be the story, the call-out box is kind of how they're really setting the rules. And they never specifically said one of them will die. And I'm afraid that that's what's going to happen. And that's going to make a lot of people mad because it seems like a cheap trick to get folks to buy stuff during Gen Con. Now, Weird hasn't done really anything like this yet, so this is more of just paranoia than anything. But it did definitely doesn't say that either of them going to die. Now, my opinion is that I would...
So. Real quick, your paranoia is because you started with Warhammer.
Oh, okay. Okay. I guess let me say this. If okay, ignoring the paranoia and going with what's probably going to happen is that one of them is going to die. Good on Weird for finally kind of cutting off the plot armor for these masters. That seems to be a running complaint I hear every once in a while is that while unnamed or new characters in stories are quite often likely to die, the masters just don't seem to do that. And, well, Lady Justice already kind of died. She got a building dropped on her and then was brought back to life using mysterious circumstances. So that's it's Nicodem's turn, I think. Really, I just find him boring, and while the events surrounding Lady Justice dying might be interesting, I want to see who takes his place and how they're going to make a more interesting character out of it. I sort of feel like Weird made Nicodem as the generic Rezzer to have a generic Rezzer. Like, oh, he's the best Rezzer, but it's nothing really spectacular about his character. Whereas Justice is maybe a bit too characterful, just even just looking at her artwork. But we've gotten a alt version of Nicodem already. Emily Bathory?
Amelia
Bathory. So I would actually like to see her introduced into the game if she hasn't already. Did anyone tell me that? I'm looking at you, Sean.
She is not currently in the game.
Okay, well let's kill off Nicodem. And then bring her in, because, I mean, her sculpt is great. Minus the slightly overdone boobage, but, yeah.
That could be part of her character.
I would rather see Nicodem die, because I find Justice more interesting as a character. Also, she's got short hair now, so we have a reason to bring out a new line of sculpts, right? Right. Doug is right. It's what everyone's agreeing to with their silence. Any other thoughts?
I will say that if they are using this as an opportunity to redo models, I would also be cool with Nicodem dying and them redoing his avatar model, because Big Pimpin' Nicodem is just awesome.
No, I want to see avatar models for all the masters that didn't get one.
Well, they've already said that they're not doing avatar models, so it
I know,
would have
so
to be,
it means
it
they're
have
not...
To...
But you were asking for a redo of Nicodem's avatar, so they're definitely not doing that. They're definitely not. I'm just, you know.
Well, I'm saying if they were to maybe do avatar models, one way I could see them doing them is as story events like this, you know, where a master dies off or a master becomes a tyrant. Or a master does this, you know, maybe do one a year. That way it's not such a huge hit financially to produce those sculpts and all that, but make it something that is a major stat change in the game. So I don't know.
Yeah. Any other thoughts?
I just want to say Big Pimp and Nicodem is probably my favorite line of this show.
Oh, we still got a few minutes left.
I mean, like, both. Sort of undead-ish. So, I mean, like, well, what is really death to either of these characters, you know?
Right.
Just throwing that out there. Maybe it's not even a Lady J will die.
Mm.
Yeah. Just because the representative of the Ram and the Crow doesn't really specify, like, what's exactly happened, right?
Right, and I think you got a point there. You know, they throw death around a lot in alternate universes and that kind of thing. You know, Superman died, right? So, yeah.
It was the 90s. It was a different time. He's probably died one or two more times after that. Okay. So let's get to a fun topic before we run out of time. Fan theorizing and just being weird, silly people. We're going to pose the question to each one of you. If we were to make a movie taking place in the Malifaux universe, and this movie happened to be a buddy cop movie, in fact. Who do you think would be the best duo to take up the lead roles?
Randomizing. I go first.
Victoria goes first.
So maybe weird, but also maybe genius. Lady J. McMorning.
Oh, jeez. Well, so is this going to be a thing where, like, we go through the entire movie searching for this culprit, and we find out it's McMorning?
Yes.
Anyways, and this is, like, movie blind person Lady J, so, like, during the final monologue, McMorning has to, like, run from his position next to Lady J real quietly to where he's monologuing, continue monologuing, and then sneak back and be like, "No, we'll stop you!"
That would be the best.
I like blind jokes. Blind jokes are fun. I would like to see, harkening back, because I'm a sucker for Arcanist. Man, I'm still waiting for someone to be like, "Stop talking about Arcanist. God, you're such a fanboy." Yes, I am. This pairing sounds just wonderful to me, and I would like to see what sort of shenanigans they get into and what sort of thing that they're investigating, that these are the two men in the entire universe that are best suited for the job. Howard Langston, with his inability to use fingers, and Willie, the demolitionist. Some sort of weird mishap happens in the mines, and we got to figure out who it is. But the only two people that were partial witness to this is the insane man that handles the dynamite and the guy that can't even scratch an itch without killing himself. Okay, Dave, pitch me your movie.
Okay, I'm going to go with McTavish.
Okay.
And so I watched the other guys recently, so I picture McTavish as the straight man.
Oh, no.
And then as the wild card, I'm going Mancha Roja. With Somer as the police chief, and they're being sent out into the bayou to go wrangle up some gators that got loose, and they're terrorizing town.
Okay. And like every time they come across a witness as to where these gators went off to, in mid-interview, McTavish's gator just eats them, and they gotta like fish them out.
Yeah, and Machiro has to like tear them out of the gator and chuck them away.
I don't watch it. Heck yes. Sean!
Well, back before you said Nicodem was boring, I was going to say Levy and Alice, just because I already like the banter that they have in the storyline. But since you said Nicodem's boring, I had to rewrite and go with Nicodem and Shaz.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yep. I Nicodem could be a good straight man because he has no other redeeming qualities.
Oh, boy. Throwing it out there thick.
There's so much shade going on right now.
So, you know, at the heart of every buddy cop is some sort of investigation that needs to be taken place. A bad guy to take down and possibly some sort of dame to save and then kill and then resurrect. Any ideas of what this mystery might be, Sean?
That's a good question.
What's your plot?
Let's see. Well, if we're doing Nicodem and Seamus, it was...
all of the hookers have gone missing.
Who stole Nicodem's leg?
he's gotta hop around the entire time.
Okay, yeah, I'm on board.
And he decided Seamus was the person to help him with this.
Well, he doesn't know that Seamus is the one who stole his leg, just for shits and giggles.
Oh, so it's an anticlimax where Seamus is like, "Oh, right, I took it. Here you go. I've had it on me the entire time.
And he took the leg and replaced Lady J's sword with the leg. So she's been around Nicodem's leg this whole time.
This thorn feels kind of heavy. It smells like an old man.
And also, it's really blunt.
Clonking people.
No one had the heart to tell her.
I'm not telling her. You telling
her? Well, the judge is in on it. So, yeah.
The judge is in on it. There we go.
Oh, Lord.
Oof, jeez. Okay, last up, Daniel.
So, buddy cop movies, generally, a lot of them take place in the car. So, what if you had the captain, who has his own airship, and Zip?
Oh, Lord.
No. Yep. No, no, yes. Yes. Yes.
You're just...
Yes. I could see them. I don't see really anything phasing the captain. So all of a sudden, this gremlin just rockets into his airship. He's like, okay,
yeah, sure,
hey,
whatever.
Want to go on adventures? Sure.
You know how to drive this thing? Cool. All right.
Nope.
Hop aboard.
You seem to be missing a few pianos. I'll fix that.
What am I gonna do with all these pianos? Okay, I like these topics. It's nice to not be serious every once in a while. Okay, so we got a few minutes. Instead of opening up another one and possibly taking way too much time, I want to hear any other buddy cop pairings you might have, especially if they're not in a faction we've mentioned yet, which would be Ten Thunders and Neverborn, I think. Oh, and Guild, the one that would be the most obvious.
I did Guild.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Technically, yes. Lady J and McMorning are both Guild. Yes. Technically.
Yes, I keep forgetting McMorning. You can take Guild and McMorning. I mean, McMorning and Guild. You could technically do that, yes.
Not true.
Could do like a Air Bud situation and do Penelope and Luna.
Do we give them subtitles so the audience can understand what they're saying?
Or no, it's like those, you know, movies where they have the pets voice acted.
Oh, where they're dubbed over.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I'll do you one better. We're gonna go with Gracie and Old Major. See, unlike dogs that have a hard time getting around the human world because they're dogs, giant, massive pigs are probably just going to take what they want. Especially ones covered in armor. What?
Nothing.
Okay.
Baby Cade and a changeling?
Baby Cade and a changeling. Oh, jeez, what was... Nope, I lost it. Baby Cade and someone, though. That would be fun. Baby with a knife.
I was just trying to think of like a Look Who's Talking thing since we're doing Air Bud right now.
Oh, I got it. Baby Cade and Neil Henry. This summer, Mr. Henry's going out for his biggest adventure yet with a baby.
And Rob Schneider. No, oh God. Okay, so we do like a comical an action hero type person takes on a children's movie role thing where Neil Henry is actually the baby in this one. And Cade is our straight no-nonsense businessman or something. Just working
on
the
river. you mean that that one terrible movie that came out a few months ago or something?
Lost Baby?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
I'm embarrassed.
I thought you were going to talk about one of the multiple terrible movies where the action hero has to be some sort of a bumbling comic relief.
Mr. Mom.
Tooth Fairy.
Yes. Tooth Fairy. Wonderful stuff like that.
How about Poltergeist and Huggy?
What are they doing?
It's kind of like a Spirit Monsters, Inc.
They're the ghost half of Ghostbusters. Oh,
and then instead of giving Huggy his normal eyes, you give him googly eyes, so that way he's more exactly. Appealing to kids. You think way too alike, my friend.
Okay, I'm still trying to think of like a straight Ten Thunders one, and I'm not getting it. Ten Thunders must be boring.
They're also serious is the problem.
Well, you could
Yanlo and Kang.
Yanlo and Kang?
Yanlo's getting too old for this shit.
Yep. Yeah, he's supposed to be retiring.
Yeah, but... and Kang is just like, Grandpa, come on. Jeez, stop embarrassing me.
Well, you could do like a Jackie Chan Adventures thing and do like Yanlo and Shenlong. That'd be pretty fun. just trying to imagine Shenlong as Jackie Chan. Sorry.
Oh, I was thinking American Dragon Jake Long instead of Jackie Chan. Whoops.
I'm sorry. Okay, at some point we hit our 1 hour mark, and I'm pretty sure people are sick of us trying to ad lib until this thing is done. So I think that's going to wrap up this episode. Okay, I was going to say something and then I forgot what it was. Quality entertainment, folks. Okay, we're going to say our goodbyes, and we'll see you hopefully in 2 weeks. Thank you for recording with us, Victoria.
Absolutely.
Dave.
I'm always available for consoling for new movies.
Daniel. Hit me up.
Till next time.
And Sean.
I apologize for big pimping.
Don't apologize for that. No regrets.
Okay. So, and thank you guys for listening. Goodbye.